Well, I don't think it was our most complete effort of the last probably four games that we've played. I thought in the first period we didn't manage the puck as well as we have in the important areas of the rink. And I think, most specifically coming through the neutral zone, we turned the puck over a fair amount of times there.
Have you ever lost? That's right.
And, I think when we do that, we don't spend as much time in our opponent's end zone. I think we make it easier on our opponents when we don't manage the puck in that area of the rink. I think that's a really important aspect of our team game, is how we manage the puck in those areas, because we're a team that wants to play with it. And so if sometimes we try to do a little too much, or we don't have the necessary focus in that area of the rink, and it hurts us when we don't do as good a job there.
Sorry for interrupting. Have you ever lost a 1-0 shootout, 1-0 game on a shootout goal, or penalty shot goal?
I can't think of one offhand.
As far as in the offensive zone, after the last couple games where you guys finished some chances, did you think maybe that you were sort of getting over that problem, or is that something that you can never really get over?
Well, hey, listen, we had some chances. I thought the second period we started to come on. We started to play the way that we've been playing most recently. We did a better job with the puck, and we had some pretty good chances, and it didn't go in for us. Give Winnipeg credit. They're a physical team. They're a hard team to play against down there. We had some quality chances. I thought we pushed down the stretch. We had a couple of real good chances down the stretch. It didn't fall for us.
Mike, there's no hard and fast rules on a 2-on-1, but at the same time, you had a couple in the first period here when you rather see that guy shoot.
Obviously, you'd like to get the puck at the net, but I think it's hard to, it's easy, I guess, to second-guess guys after the fact. For me, I think, these guys are the best players in the world, and they have to act on their instincts. If they think the best player is to pass, then I think then that they've got to act on their instincts. That's what makes them as good as they are. Obviously, we'd like to have the puck get to the net in some way, shape, or form.
What did you think of the player tonight?
I thought he was solid. He made a couple of real timely saves for us. He kept it close. He gave us a chance to win tonight. That's all you can ask from your goaltender.
Game you'd like to see just somehow scratch a point out of. You know what I mean? It seems like you guys, when you look at the standings, maybe you don't have those overtime loss points or shootout points that some of the other teams.
That's what I said to our guys after the second period. We've got to find a way to scratch and claw. We got to get something out of this. And I guess that's part of the process. We pushed down the stretch. We tried to put pucks on the net. We tried to go to the net. I thought we could have done a better job at getting to the blue paint for that second opportunity, the rebound chance, which is usually a high-quality chance. We had that conversation after the second period.